on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House. It's the Outdoor Living Hour. We have Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery, third generation gardener, fourth generation Arizonan, or is it vice versa?
Let's see. Third generation nursery operator.
Nursery.
Yeah.
Fourth generation Arizona.
There you go.
All right. Beautiful. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348 or text 411-923. Before we get back to our calls, you have a very extensive January garden checklist that you've got on your website. It's almost a dozen bullet points, but one of those is weeds. I wonder, for some of us that didn't get our pre-emergent down earlier and I'm already seeing sprouts, should I try and pre-emerge?
Oh, absolutely.
Start hitting it with the...
Well, you're going to have to do some of both, maybe. But it's never too late to pre-emerge. I mean, pre-emergent is always going to prevent weeds from coming up after you apply it, and we're always going to have weeds coming up, and especially, you know, a lot of weeds won't germinate until it warms up some. So you've got all this moisture in the ground that's going to stay moist enough to germinate weeds now all winter. And then as soon as those soil temperatures bump up a little bit, the weeds are going to just take off. So this is actually a really good time to get some pre-emergent down. I mean, if you didn't do it in the fall, if we do it early, you know, earlier, like September, October, you're going to catch these early cool season weeds that are coming up now. But if you do it now, you're still going to catch a lot of the cool season and some of the warm season weeds that are yet to germinate. There's going to be a bunch of them with the amount of moisture we've had, and if we have any more, as soon as those soil temperatures warm a bit.
What do you like for pre-emergent? Product-wise, brand-wise, application-wise?
We really push the Dimension product from High Yield because it controls spurge. Now, spurge isn't a problem until summertime here, but we want to start trying to control that spurge from germinating here pretty quick. It has just a very comprehensive, long list of different types of weeds that it, and grasses that it prevents. It comes granularly, so it's easy to apply. You don't need a sprayer. You don't need to mix it. The old Surfland product, that the orange dyed material that a lot of commercial guys use, is great for most things. It won't control spurge. The problem that most homeowners have with it is it can be a little complicated to mix, and it also, you know, a lot of people object to that orange dye stain that's in it. It goes away after a while. It's there as a marker so you can see what you've covered and haven't covered. But some homeowners object, and you can't use it or shouldn't use it on your lawn or your grass either. So the granular product you can use in turf or grass, in and around your bushes, your shrubs, your flower beds, any of those places that you're not going to be planting any seeds for germination, because it'll keep your desirable things from germinating too. So if you've got a vegetable garden, you don't want to probably use it in there if you're going to grow anything from seed.
Pre-emerge now and save time later.
Well, then you can do the more fun things in the garden, like, you know, plant and, you know, harvest and, you know, manicure and groom and, you know, and keep things looking good as opposed to spending all your time, you know, on the end of a hoe.
Let's get to Barbara, who's next on the line in Green Valley at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Happy New Year.
Wonderful.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, well, my question is, I have a rather large pomegranate bush, I guess, and I would like to know how to prune it to encourage fruit growth.
Well, pomegranates are really kind of a bush, and they are deciduous, so it's probably lost its leaves. If it hasn't already, it's in the middle of it. You know, you don't have to be all that selective with pomegranates. I would probably just go in and maybe clean out some of the inside. You know, if it's got a few more lower branches or a few more shoots coming up off the ground or out of the ground than you want, you can eliminate some of those. Anything that's crossing, growing too close to each other, you know, duplicating, you know, branches right next to each other as they come up. And then you can head it back a little bit if it's getting to the point where it's a little bit, getting a little taller than you'd like. One way to make it easier to harvest and pick fruit is to head those deciduous fruit trees back so they don't get as tall. And you can do that by finding where that tallest limb that you want to control the height originates from, and find where it, you know, comes back to a main branch and eliminate it that way, rather than just making a mid or internodal cut or prune in the middle of a branch somewhere is the best way to do that.
We appreciate the call, Barbara. Good luck with your pomegranate. What is your preferred variety of pomegranate? It seems like there's a couple recently that have come.
There are some varieties. There are some new ones. You know, the pomegranates have gotten pretty popular here lately. Good old Wonderful still does very, very well here, though. So if you just want one, that's probably the one I would pick.
When we get back, more calls at 1-888-767-4348.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.